Recorded Books presents Beggar's Sky by Will McCarthy, narrated by Phil Thron, with Cindy Kay and Jasmine Walker. Chapter 1.1, 6 January 2059. Post-encounter deposition. Brother Michael Jablonski, Prior, St. Joseph of Cupertino's Monastery, Luna. What I'm going to tell you isn't true. We met the beings, yes, all 100 of us, and convened wordlessly in a state of psychedelic intoxication, the only way they seemed to be able to reach us. That much is true and agreed upon fact. The rest? Lies. I could say, for example, that the beings and I conversed in English, with occasional lapses into my childhood Quebecois French, for certain terms best expressed that way. I could say that both I and the beings were calm, stately even, as befit humankind's first encounter with an alien species, and that we took turns asking and answering all the important questions you'd expect at such a time. Absolutely none of that would be true. I could say the experience was disorienting, in the sense of there being no orientations whatsoever, no up, no down, nor a space-time, per se, in which they might occur, nor, at times, even a coherent me there to inhabit them. I could say the experience was frightening, in the sense that I was bombarded with incoherent stimuli from which I would have liked to escape, but could not. I could tell you that the experience was not an experience at all, in the sense of something that actually happened. Memories are episodic, with beginnings and middles and ends, with durations and narrative threads. I could tell you my experience of the beings was not like that at all. And again, I would be lying, although this perhaps gets closer to the truth. I could tell you the beings were round, meter-high gremlins covered in kaleidoscopic patterns of visual static against a backdrop of the same visual static. There were thousands of them, smothering their bodies against me, positively bursting with a bright, raucous joy. I could say they rifled through the events of my life as through a pack of cards, without asking, and that they bade me pull cards from their own packs. Or perhaps they compelled me to it, although the cards were simply made of the same flickering colors as everything else. Or perhaps like this. On a moonless night, I stood on the deck of a storm-tossed ship, reading messages that flashed briefly on the screen of a roll-up phone, while the rain hammered bathtubs down upon me. The messages, perhaps, made perfect sense, but I could only catch them in glimpses, while I grabbed at railings and wiped the water, both salt and fresh, from my eyes, and gasped for breath, and loudly begged for a hatch to open that might admit me to warmer, brighter spaces below decks. And each of these details would be an utter fabrication. Psychedelic experiences are difficult to verbalize precisely because they touch the pre-verbal and averbal portions of ourselves, too deep to fathom and too raw to describe. It might be more accurate to say I was the ocean or the storm, and so were they. But that wouldn't make sense to you, huh? I must, of course, say something. So perhaps let's start with more agreed-upon facts. The starship in which we traveled was called Intercession, although the mission itself is called Summit, a triple entendre. It means, first, an apex, the highest point one can climb on a particular hill. Having left the sun's gravitational influence altogether, Intercession was, for most of its journey, indisputably the highest point any human had ever climbed to. Second, a meeting, especially an organized diplomatic one.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?